Today's contestants, a stay-at-home mom from Nanuet, New York, Priscilla Throes. A graduate student from North Windham, Connecticut, Chanu George. And our returning champion, a librarian from Portland, Oregon, Veronica Vichit-Vedekin, whose three-day cash winnings totaled $68,001. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, hi, folks. Good to be with you once again. It's always a great pleasure for me to be able to spend a half hour in the company of three very bright contestants and a fairly intelligent-looking audience, too. All right, let's go to work. Here comes the Jeopardy round. Now, the categories. First off, we'll deal with picture this. Notice the P in quotation marks. You know what that means. That's followed by weather. Five-letter word. Sounds easy. Coinage. Park City. And real people on screen. Champ, off you go.
Let's do Park City for 200.
This city's Freedom Park was opened as part of the 1996 Summer Olympics. Veronica.
What is Atlanta?
Correct.
Park City for 400.
Prospect Park in this borough was one of the sites of the Battle of Long Island in the Revolutionary War. Priscilla.
What is Staten Island?
Nope. Chanu.
What is Brooklyn?
Good.
Park City, 600.
Zilker Park is home to this three-word music festival held every fall, bearing the name of Texas's capital. Veronica?
What is Austin City Limits?
Yes.
Picture this for 200.
As a symbol of American success, it dates back to the colonial era. Veronica?
What is a picket fence?
Yep.
Picture this for 400.
A sunflower provided these microscopic grains. Chanu.
What is pollen?
Good.
Picture this, 800.
It's the line of reference seen here. Chanu.
What is the prime meridian?
That's correct.
Picture this, 1000.
This colorful word can be applied to both the beautiful bloom and the edible gastropod seen here. Chanu.
What is picturesque?
No. Veronica.
What is periwinkle?
That's the word, yes.
Picture this for 600.
In 1948, at age 42, he was Major League Baseball's oldest rookie ever. And that's the great Satchel Paige. Back to you, Veronica.
Park City for 800.
This South Dakota city and its beautiful Falls Park are both named for the same landmark. Veronica?
What is Sioux Falls?
That's it.
Park City for 1,000.
The San Diego Zoo is just part of this vast park named for a conquistador. Chanu.
What is Cortez?
Nope. What is Balboa Park? We go back to Veronica.
Real people on screen, 200.
A boxer played by Terrence Howard in King of the World and Darius McCrary in Don King, Only in America. Veronica.
Who is Muhammad Ali?
He's the boxer.
Real people, 400.
A civil rights leader, Jeffrey Wright in Boycott and Nelson Ellis in The Butler. Veronica?
Who is Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
Real people, 600.
An entrepreneur, Anthony Michael Hall in Pirates of Silicon Valley and Steve Sires in The Social Network. They both portrayed Bill Gates. Back to you, Veronica.
Real people for 800.
A martial artist, Philip Ng in Birth of the Dragon and Mike Mo in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Chanu.
Who's Bruce Lee?
Good, you're out of the hole.
Real people, 1,000.
A rock star, Aaron Taylor Johnson in Nowhere Boy and Ian Hart in Backbeat. And the real person this time is John Lennon. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Stay with us, please.
Seeing through the smoke.
Tonight's Crime and Justice Report looks into the possible consequences and costs of legalizing marijuana.
And it looks like we have some snow flurries moving in and across the area. As we go through the overnight, cold temperatures move in with winds. I'm tracking the next weather maker that's moving here for Saturday. Coming up tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Priscilla Droves is a stay-at-home mom from New York State. You looked away about I don't know, 105 pounds. And it says here that you bench pressed 185.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. How long did it take before you were able to bench press?
Oh, it took like 4 years, to build myself up to that.
Yeah. And what was the purpose of all of this hard work?
Just to beat the boys.
Good for you. Smart move. Shanu George, a graduate student from Connecticut, who shaved his head in his sleep. What is all that about?
So when I was in high school, I really wanted to shave my head, but I had a feeling my parents would disapprove. And so since I did have a habit of sleepwalking as a child.
Really?
I thought that it might be my opportunity if I was to just pretend to, like, shave my head in my sleep. And just to make it look real, I took just, like, a little shave off up to, like, about here and then went back to bed.
Okay, good for you. All right, Veronica Vichit, Vatican is our champion. While visiting Italy, had to mimic hand gestures. We've all done this in order to get directions. What were the circumstances?
Yeah, so my husband Chris and I went to Italy for our honeymoon, and we were trying to go to Galleria Borghese, and we were taking a public bus. And I didn't know which bus to take, so I was going bus to bus and saying Galleria Borghese, and I don't speak any Italian. And the bus driver just looked at me confused, and I tried it again, Galleria Borghese, and they didn't know what I was talking about, and finally I did my best impression of an Italian person, and I said, Galleria Borghese, and they said, oh, si, si, si.
Uh-oh. I said nothing. Shanu, you're in command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection.
Weather, 200.
In 1937, a search party was sent for one of the goalies when a soccer game was stopped in England due to this weather condition. Shanu?
What is a tornado?
No. Priscilla?
What was a blizzard?
No. What is fog? Fog. I love that clue. Shanu, back to you.
Weather 400.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You have 200. You can risk up to 1,000.
I'll do 1,000.
All right, here is the clue. In a two-week period in 2018, the East Coast was walloped by three of these storms named for the direction from which they came.
What is a polar vortex?
No, what are nor'easters? Nor'easters. So you drop into third place at negative 800. Go again, though.
Weather 600.
Non-fluid aneroid barometers use a partial one of these instead of mercury to measure air pressure. Priscilla.
What is a vacuum?
Good, you're out of the hole.
Five-letter words for 200.
Stick, held by an orchestra conductor. Priscilla.
What is a baton?
Good.
Five-letter words for 400.
It's a group of witches. Veronica.
What is a coven?
Correct.
Five-letter words for 600.
The carabao is a popular variety of this tropical fruit. Veronica?
What is a guava?
No. Shanu or Priscilla? Those are mangoes. Back to you, Veronica.
Five-letter words for 800.
Unit of weight equal to 16 drams or 28.35 grams. Veronica?
What is an ounce?
Correct.
Five-letter words for 1,000.
To make amends for a past mistake. Veronica?
What is a tone?
That's the word.
Coinage for 200.
Sarah, give us the clue.
Made of this lightweight metal, Japan's 1 yen coin weighs only a gram and can float on water.
Lightweight metal, aluminum. Veronica.
Coinage for 400.
This country chose the image of an owl from an ancient 4 drachma coin to use on its 1 euro coin. Veronica?
What is Greece?
Yes, less than a minute.
Coinage for 8.
The 1792 Coinage Act named $10 U.S. gold coins for this bird. Shanu?
What is the bald eagle?
Yeah.
Coinage, 1,000?
In 2019, the U.S. Mint issued quarters with a W mint mark for the first time, indicating they were minted at this New York location. And that would be West Point. Three clues left, Shanu.
Weather, 1,000?
Doppler weather systems use this type of technology to detect weather patterns. Shanu.
What is radar?
Radar, right. And with that, you wind up at 1,000, Shanu. Priscilla, in third place, goes first when we come back. Join me on the Jeopardy World Tour.
Hello.
tour today, and maybe you'll learn something.
All right, Priscilla is in a distant third. Not good. But she goes first in Double Jeopardy. That is good. Here are the categories. And this does not have anything to do with the film Once Upon a Time in America, followed by rock operas, states' common surnames, National Spelling Bee winning words. The good news is you don't have to spell the correct response. Just articulate it. We'll deal with myth in modern literature. And finally, Blue Bayou. Priscilla.
Myth in modern literature for 400.
Geryon, a character in one of this hero's labors, falls in love with him in Anne Carson's The Autobiography of Red. Shanu.
Who is Hercules?
Correct.
Myth 800.
W.H. Auden wrote a famous poem about a painting of him described as a boy falling out of the sky. Shanu.
Who is Icarus?
Yes.
Myth 1200.
In a Shelley work, this firebringer is not happy to be nailed to a wall of Eagle Baffling Mountain. Shanu.
Who's Prometheus?
Right.
Myth 1600.
The title character of Margaret Atwood's The Penelopiad tells the story of running this kingdom while waiting for Odysseus to get back. Veronica?
Who's Penelope?
No. We're looking for the kingdom. The kingdom is Ithaca. Shanu, back to you.
Myth 2000.
Dionysus is a big factor in The Secret History, this author's first novel. Veronica.
Who's Tart?
Donna Tart, right.
Rock operas for 400.
When this 1971 super Andrew Lloyd Webber rock opera premiered on stage, it was performed concert style. Shanu.
What is Jesus Christ Superstar?
You got it.
Rock operas 800.
American Idiot made its way to Broadway 6 years after this pop punk band released the album in 2004. Veronica.
What is Green Day?
That's it.
Rock operas for 12.
The title of this 1973 rock opera by The Who is partly drawn from an incorrect understanding of schizophrenia. Priscilla.
What is Tommy?
No. Shanu.
What is Bohemian Rhapsody?
No. Correct response, what is quadrophenia? Back to you, Veronica.
Rock operas for 16.
Pink Floyd is the band and the main character in this 1979 rock opera. Veronica.
What is The Wall?
Yeah.
Rock operas for 2000.
John Cameron Mitchell wrote a 1998 rock opera about this genderqueer cabaret singer and the angry inch. Veronica.
Who is Hedwig?
Good.
States' common surnames for 400.
It's the most common last name in over half of the 50 states. Priscilla.
Oh, what is city?
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. What is...
No. You were incorrect the first time. Shanu.
What is Smith?
Smith, that's it, yes.
States 800.
Louisiana-born singers Hank Jr. and Lucinda share this surname, the state's most common. Shanu.
What is Williams?
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time, 400.
Going to federal prison at this California landmark is more fun today than when it actually held inmates from 1934 to 1963. Veronica.
What is Alcatraz?
Correct.
Surnames for 1200.
Garcia is the number one last name in two states. These two biggies. Priscilla.
What is Arizona and New Mexico?
Nope. Veronica.
What is Arizona and Texas?
Nope. Shanu.
What is Texas and California?
Correct. Those are the two big ones.
Surname 1600.
Answer. Going to be to your benefit. Okay, Shanu, you have enough money to overtake Veronica in first place. You have 5,000.
4,000.
All right, here's the clue. Martinez is number one in this state, where Susana Martinez was governor from 2011 to 2019.
What is Arizona?
No, what is New Mexico? So you're at 1,000. Go again.
Surname's 2,000.
This seven-letter last name of two U.S. presidents is particularly common in Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and both Dakotas. Shanu.
What is Harrison?
No. Veronica.
What is Adams?
No.
Oh.
Priscilla.
What is Jackson?
No. Correct response. What is Johnson? Johnson. Oh. Back to Shanu.
America 2000.
Answer there, the other Daily Dollar.
$1,500.
All right, here is the clue. Organized in the 1830s, this group of lawmen merged with the Texas State Highway Patrol in 1935.
What are the Texas Marshals?
Oh, no. What are the Texas Rangers? Rangers. Pick again.
Spelling bee, 400.
South of the Border dog breed, 1967. Veronica?
What is Chihuahua?
Yes.
Spelling bee, 800.
Narrow-edged cutter at the front of the jaw, 1975. Shanu?
What is incisor?
Good.
Spelling bee, 1200.
It's a system of sending messages using flags, 1946. Veronica?
What is semaphore?
Yeah.
Spelling bee, 1600.
French word for cherry that's also a shade of red, 1926. Veronica?
What is cerise?
Yes.
Spelling bee, 2000.
Sweet melody music maker struck with handheld hammers, 1949. Priscilla?
What is harpsichord?
No, sorry. What is dulcimer? Back to you, Veronica.
Blue Bayou, 400.
He chose a nice blue hat to cover the bandage over his ear for the 1889 painting seen here. Shanu?
It was Van Gogh.
Good. Less than a minute now.
Blue, 800.
Crouching Woman and Blind Man's Meal are paintings from his blue period. Veronica?
Who is Picasso?
Yes.
Blue Bayou, 1200.
Thomas Gainsborough set the tone with the portrait seen here, known by this apt name. Priscilla?
What is the blue boy?
Good.
Blue Bayou, 1600.
Ultramarine was ultra essential to this Dutchman's Woman in Blue reading a letter. Veronica?
Who is Vermeer?
Yes.
Blue Bayou, 2000.
The Japanese artist Hokusai was adept at using the dye of blue named for this one-time European kingdom. Shanu?
What is Prussian blue?
Yes.
America, 1600.
In 1957, the integration of Central High School in this state capital became international news. Shanu.
What is Little Rock?
Right. Oh, and with that, you wind up at $2,300. Priscilla, I think nerves got the best of you today. Yeah. You were just so nervous, and that means you go home with $1,000. So it's going to be Shanu and Veronica dealing with this subject in final. Western Hemisphere Geography. That's bringing it closer to home. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Seeing through the smoke.
Tonight's Crime and Justice Report looks into the possible consequences and costs of legalizing marijuana.
And it looks like we have some snow flurries moving in across the area. As we go through the overnight, cold temperatures move in with winds. I'm tracking the next weather maker that's moving here for Saturday. Coming up tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
In the Geico sequel ad, this is the two-word name Pinocchio uses for his dating profile. What is Pete-nocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
Our final Jeopardy category today is bringing things closer to home for us. We deal with Western Hemisphere geography and this clue. It's the easternmost capital city in Central America. 30 seconds. Good luck. To imagine North America and Central America. You have Canada, you have the United States, and then you have Mexico and the other Central American countries. We come to you first. Shanu, you had $2,300, and you said, what is Tegucigalpa? That's incorrect. And so it'll cost you $2,000, dropping you to $300. Over to Veronica now, gave this a lot of thought. She was leading with $13,000, came up with the correct response, Panama City. Yes, indeed. You will add how much? $8,000. That brings you up to $21,000 today. Very impressive. And now, a four-day total of $89,001. Way to go.
He'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week with us, and we hope you will also. Hold on.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.